A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, the 4th of September, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight we're talking about the swearing-in of President Emmerson Mnangagwa following disputed elections held on August the 23rd. Mnangagwa was sworn in for his second term by Justice Luke Malaba at a ceremony graced by at least three heads of state: South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi, and DRC President Felix Antoine Tshisekedi Tshilombo. Other invited SADC leaders allegedly snubbed the event. They included the leader of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, William Ruto of Kenya, Samia Suluhu Hassan, Tanzania, Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia, and Moketsi Masisi of Botswana. Here's an excerpt of what President Mnangagwa said at the inauguration today.
Under my leadership and the new ZANU-PF government, democracy, good governance, the rule of law, and the politics of tolerance will be entrenched. Our membership and engagement with SADC, the African Union and United Nations, and other countries in the Committee of Nations remain guided by the principles of mutual respect. In concluding, allow me to once again commend you, the people of our great motherland, Zimbabwe, the people of Onomtapa, for the successful watershed, peaceful, free, fair, transparent, and credible harmonized general elections.
Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change leader Nelson Chamisa, who did not attend the ceremony, rejected the presidential poll results and scoffed at Mnangagwa's inauguration, saying it was a big disgrace. CCC spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi says the presidential inauguration is a non-event. Saka imise batore Citizens Coalition for Change muchange muri kuita sei tichiona kuti izvi zvatoitika nasi izvi.
Batore New Re Citizens Coalition for Change rangaraka kokwa here kumabiko anasa. kuti ukoke kungakurutambikanguva ndava ndaende kumabiko edambe mabiko emahungu emabiko asinei nezvakabuda mushure dzezimbabwe hatina kutarisa zvekokwa kumabiko takatarisa zvekuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka igadzikana and nzira inoita kuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka igadzikana inhau yekuti ngatiitei esarudzo dzakanaka dzakajeka dzinozobudisa mutungamiri wenyika achafarirwa nenyika yese iwewo unoti vakasarudzo asi nyika iri kutsutsumana nyika iri kuchema chema nyika yakasuwa itotoranga ichifara kana une wakasarudzo pana kana nyaasoselebrate hapana kana mabiko ari kuita kunzi kunobiko avo iwo ikoko nevanhu vacho vaanodya navo zvavanodya kana vari mudzano chaimo tiri kunzwawo vari kunyunyuta vamwe vacho vari kunetswa kuti sei vakawana mavhosi anopfuura vamunangavo zvinova zvinhu zvakashata nekuti vanhu vanenge vashanda vamunangagwa vanenge vasina kushanda vachishandira mhuri yavo vachidya nemhuri yavo zimbabwe yese jiere iri mukutambisa.
That there was CCC interim spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi speaking with us from Harare. We also spoke to independent political analyst Becky Temba Mhlanga, who is a former senior journalist working in London.
The driving force behind ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa's crusade has always been around the engagement of Zimbabwe being open for business, you know, Zimbabweans building their own country, Zimbabwe is engaging with the international community, regaining its rightful position in the international community. So now, when you get to a position where people, in fact, really understand that in 2017, these chaps actually came into power through some criminal activity, normally called the coup. They followed it up by rigging an election. Even the 2018 elections were marred in violence. Remember, people got killed then. So instead of progressively cleaning the image of ZANU-PF in the eyes of the international community to sustain the engagement strategy, this actually will take them like 4 or 5 steps backward.
So it's back to square one for ZANU-PF. And what happens to the people, common people, you know, while all this is happening?
I think for the common people, this is a very worrying position, Mr. Stewart, because you will realize that for some people now, they will be 43 years old. And so if they project themselves the next 5 years, where Zimbabwe is stuck in this quagmire that they are in, they will be 48 years old. In fact, we are about to get into the decade of the pensioners. We have never known better in Zimbabwe. Pensioners, we have no pension. Pensioners who are not different from teenagers because they have no savings, no access, nothing to fall back on. But on the other hand, you've got a populace that actually was looking forward to a different outcome. Because all the fundamental statistics in Zimbabwe showed that, look, in fact, the current government was incapable of moving the country in any way. Look, pick up on whatever statistics that you want to pick up. They were all going south. So, in effect, I think what you've got, instead of the feeling of despair, disillusionment like that we've seen in Zimbabwe, say, 2003, 2008, 2013, 2018, the feeling at the moment from the people that I've spoken to, or even if you look at social media postings, if you just listen to people talking, there's a feeling of anger. And I think the feeling of anger is extremely dangerous because it only takes one incident for it to spark up an unwelcome outcome and development. And for SADC, that is exactly what SADC doesn't want. One, SADC is sick and tired of Zimbabwe pulling down everyone in the area. But secondly, and most importantly, they will not want any situation that precipitates any sort of instability within the region because it will actually pull down the region as well. That is where the pressure will come from Mnangagwa and CCC to sit down and talk to each other.
Do you see any unity agreement in the process?
I don't think it will be a unity agreement, but I think we'll get to a position where you've got a Big Ten government, where you've got a compromise of sorts in terms of ministerial positions or in terms of accommodation between the two parties. What you're actually seeing at the moment is typically the beginning of a negotiation process. What you simply do, you dig in your extreme position.
That there was Becky Temba Mhlanga, an independent political commentator, speaking with VOA's Gibbs Dube from London in the United Kingdom. According to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, Mnangagwa got 52.6% of the vote and Chamisa 44%. Chamisa has described the presidential result as a gigantic fraud. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the swearing-in ceremony of President Emmerson Mnangagwa for a second term, we are joined by Francis Mufambi of ZANU-PF, Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and Professor Ricky Mukonza, an independent political analyst based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
I'll start off with ZANU-PF, since you are the one who had the inauguration today, Mr. Mufambi. We saw that there were not so many world leaders that actually came to grace the occasion today as we've seen before. What was the reason for this?
Okay, thank you very much. I think there is corruption because the inauguration was actually a confirmation that African leaders and the world at large confident in President Emmerson Mnangagwa. To say, I think he saw there was attendance of the AU vice chair, there was attendance of the SADC deputy executive secretary, three sitting presidents, six presidium, 11 dignitaries, two former presidents, 14 special envoys, and representatives of all former liberation movements. And I think this liberation comes at the backdrop of the African Climate Summit, in which African leaders are engaged in that one. So to say maybe African leaders snub this liberation is a far-fetched benefit. And let me maybe I think I heard that last in our last interview I said that the opposition is still in their nocturnal emissions because they believe that the inauguration will not go on. But as you see, as you heard today, I think from the scene from the stadium, there was a clear testament that the people of Zimbabwe is confident in the president, and actually the international community has solidified this confirmation that President Mnangagwa won this election free, fairly, and this election is credible. Thank you very much.
I'll cross over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Your party has been saying that this election was stolen and you're calling for fresh elections, but we saw today ZANU-PF and, you know, their party leader being inaugurated for a further 5 years. What happens now?
Yes, marvelous. It's a big fraud, and it's a shame of an inauguration that happened today. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF must be ashamed of what they did. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF must be ashamed of what they are calling an electoral victory, which is actually the biggest fraud in all elections put together, because we all know that ZANU-PF did not win this election. The people of Zimbabwe, who are the main custodians of our country and of our elections, also know that Emmerson Mnangagwa did not win this election. That's the reason why you did not see any celebration of any sort from any part of the country. If we say, yes, he never won, he has never won an election in the cities and towns, why did we not see any celebration in Uzumba Maramba Pungwe, in Weza, in Chinoi, in Mondoro? Nobody celebrated because they know that they did not vote for ZANU-PF. They know that they voted for President Nelson Chamisa. And that's why the country was numb. That's why the country was quiet. Even today, they had to bus people to the National Sports Stadium. They had to lure people with chicken licken so that they can go and be part of those fake celebrations. But it's a very unfortunate, and I feel sorry for my fellow Zimbabweans, because I was there in Zimbabwe. I know what they are feeling right now. I felt the pain with them when the fake results were announced. And yes, like you said, we are calling, we have rejected the results, and we are calling for fresh, free, fair, and credible elections. And I can tell you, Marvelous, that it's not over until the fed-led thing. This election is far from being over. You saw what happened today. There were not many African leaders that attended the fake celebrations. Even the head of the SADC Troika, Mr. HH from Zambia, you know, did not even see reason of attending this celebration, because he knows that another inauguration will have to be done that will get things in order in Zimbabwe. Right now, Zimbabwe will just be reeling under the same economic problems that we've seen in the past 4 decades, because nobody wants to deal with an illegitimate government. Emmerson Mnangagwa will remain an illegitimate leader, and you can't make any economic deals with an illegitimate leader. And so, as of now, Zimbabwe will continue to struggle, but as CC, we are not giving up. We'll keep fighting.
Thank you there. I'll cross over to you, Professor Ricky Mukonza. You've had both parties, ZANU-PF and the Citizens Coalition for Change, giving their take on what we saw happening today. What do you think is the way forward as an analyst?
I think the way forward that is there, that could, make life better for Zimbabweans, is some kind of a political settlement. We can always discuss what shape and form that political settlement could take. But certainly, if ZANU-PF decides to go it alone, it is another difficult 5 years for Zimbabweans. If also the CCC decide to play the hard ball, it will be another difficult 5 years for Zimbabwe. So in some way, the two major political parties that are embroiled in this tussle need to find a way of talking to each other and find common ground for the good of Zimbabweans. And I'm saying this, Marvelous, imploring both parties to have goodwill. I think the biggest problem that would give us problems is that one or both parties may actually get into this in bad faith, and that's not good for Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I understand we have a caller. Hello, Mr. Mafema Magadi.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Tukunzwa kuti imi muri vebato relead uyezve manga muri kumabiko anhasi zvafamba sei?
Atenda musangano wekugadza Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa pachigaro muzvara nhasi. Takatiripo tichishowa solidarity nekuti isusu sebato relead rinotungamirwa naHalinda Masarira tibato revanhu, tibato rinoda kuti nyika ibudirire. Saka taona zvakakodzera, zvakanaka kunge tiripo pachitipo ipochi.
Saka muri kuona remangwana rakamira sei kubato renyu relead, uyezve tinoona kuti imi muri vechidiki munoshanda nevechidiki?
Sezvo ndichishanda nevechidiki, hazvirevi kuti kana ndiri mukuru wechidiki vebato relead rinotungamirwa naHalinda Masarira handisiti mwana wechidiki womuno muZimbabwe, nokuti tinotaura isusu kuti nyika inovakwa nevayo. Ipapo imantra inobatwa nemunhu wese, nokuti tiri maZimbabwe izvi sechinhu chimwe chete. Saka takukurudzira isusu especially nekupinda kwaita vatambudzo Mnangagwa mufifa rekutungamira nyika ino, akutitaura isusu sematrelead party kuti takuda budiriro, nokuti tinosimbotaura tichi hakuna budiriro isina chekuita nemwana womuZimbabwe. Saka takuda budiriro sezvo achikomekedza kuti nyika inovakwanire nevayo taikanga tichimhodziro zvechipiki asi pane inge pachitiitwa nezvidiki vaiona vanhu vakuru varipo saka izvozvi yanguva nawu yekutiti tichimira sevana vechidiki vei muno muzimbabwe kuti vake nyika yedu sevana vezimbabwe tibudirire tive nezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti zvinobatika zvisina kuti vakuru kana kuti vamwe vanhu vekunze.
Mhm. Pane zvamungati imi makwanisa kuvimbiswa here kuti aiwa izvi tichagadzirisa kana kuti zvamuine tarisiro kuti zvichagadziriswa?
Pane zvinhu zvazvamataura napurezidendi venyika vagadzwa nhasi zvokuti isusu tavo kuti takuchipedzisa zvapanenge takasiya vari kutaura zvokuti vakatipa magetsi paunity 7-8 kuhwange iyo yakagadzirwa vachibudikidza nekubatsirwa nemachina yashamwari dzavo izvo tinowanika tichiona kuti nyika yedzimwe nzvimbo magita haasi kuenda asi dzimwe magita ari kuenda uyezve tine dzimwe dzenzira dzakanga dzakamiswa murodhi dzichinzi dzichapedziswa izvo zvimwe zvinhu zvavangu vachitaura kuti vachapedzisa pamakore mashanu anotevera vapinda mupawa uyezve tine mainterceptions anova semuenzaniso mbudzi roundabout iyo yakanga yakambonzi ichapera muna October yegore rapera saka vakanga vachitiichangaachipedzwa gore rinouya saka ndezvimwe zvezvimwe zvakamirira kuti tichiona kuti zvichaendera mberi here uyezve vacho vachagadzirisa employment rese inge ichiita seichikwira vana vechidiki vaone mabasa vana vechidiki vaone chekuzvibatsira nazvo zvamunoti maprojekt aya saka ndezvimwe zvezvimwe zvatakamirira kuona kuti vachazvigadzirire seizvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo mukoma Jabulani Mafema vanga vari kumabiko anga ari kuitwa nhasi. Todzoka kwamuri vamufambi veZANU PF tiri kuona kuti imi matoti nhasi kwanga kuine mamwe mabiko zvakare iwo manhera anhasi mabiko aya ndeechi?
Maybe Margaret, allow me to respond to what the CCC has said because there is
you can go ahead.
Yes. Initially, I think I should highlight that when they say they want fresh elections, definitely they'll get them and they'll get them in 2028. Number two, they actually had an opportunity to go to the court and they did not do that. And do you know the reason why they didn't do that? They know that they've lost. Actually, according to the statistics that they have, that's why they've never even used any numbers. There's no statistical support to say they've won or they've been rigged. So actually, they know that they've lost this election. Then number three, they raised the issue of legitimacy. I think this issue is only absurd and a sheer show of unscholarly ignorance because look at it, legitimacy is not like Coca-Cola, which is ingredients. Legitimacy is not actually something that is denied in the CCC. Legitimacy is something that is denied by the will of the people of Zimbabwe, and the people of Zimbabwe have decided that President Mnangagwa is their president. So to say actually there's no legitimacy is far-fetched and misleading. Then let me address the issue that you asked about the dinner that is there today. The dinner is simply a Thanksgiving dinner to both the dignitary and the ZANU-PF members and even the opposition members who managed to attend the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Over to you. You heard what Professor Mukonza was saying in relation to the way of moving forward for you as the CCC and also ZANU-PF, Mr. Mfambi. What's your take on what Mr. Mukonza said?
Mr. Mukonza, is saying something that is very reasonable, something that President Chamisa has always said, that there is need for negotiations, there is need for Zimbabweans to sit down and map the way forward. But unfortunately, Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF have not been forthcoming. Even now, we are willing to sit down and talk with ZANU-PF, but not for a GNU, not for working with them, but for us to ensure that when there are fresh, free, credible elections, the playing ground is not skewed towards a certain political party, like what has been happening in the past elections that we have had in the past 4 decades. When we say let's have negotiations, let's sit down, it's not for us so that we can receive trinkets in the form of positions, trinkets in the form of pecs from the government. It is negotiations that will pave the way for free, fair, and credible elections. We have electoral reforms, and we have free elections that would deliver a freely, a completely new, free, and a prosperous Zimbabwe. The way we are doing it right now, the way ZANU-PF is doing it right now, it's not going to help Zimbabwe, and Zimbabweans know that. And even the ZANU-PF colleague who is here, he knows that ZANU-PF is not going to deliver anything that is different from what they've done in the past 4 years. Those are taitarisira ma 4 decades of poor age. Taitarisira kuti nyika inenge ichivakwa nevene vayo. Asi takaona kuti isu nyika yanga ichiputswa nevene vayo. Icharamba ichiputswa nevene vayo. Vacharamba vachiba vachiputsa nyika iyoyo iri kunzi inenge ichivakwa nevene vayo. Saka hapana kwatiri kuenda. Zvaitwa nava Emmerson Mnangagwa kuwedzera nhamo muZimbabwe, kubira election zviri pachena kudaro, zvaonekwa neAfrica yese, zvaonekwa neEurope yese. Saka kwatiri kuenda uku kune rima, nekuti kwavanga vachiti vari kutongerwa zvirango zveupfumi nevarungu, vachapedzera vakutongerwa zvirango zveupfumi nemaAfricans, nenyika dzemuno musadak, nemaleaders avo vanga vachishanda navo, nekuti vanhu vari muAfrica, vatungamiriri venyika vari muAfrica, kure kusanganisira sadak yacho yatinoshanda nayo zviri pachena. Haisi kufara nezvaitwa navamunangagwa, haisi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo, kana kuti nemaitirwo akaitwa sarudzo. Zvanga zviri pachena kuti vanhu vaimbunyikidzwa, vanhu vaityisidzirwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. Let me quickly take a caller. Hello, caller, makadi yenyu? Caller, taurai tinzwe?
Hello?
Hey, taurai tinzwe. Tukutaura nani muri kupi, caller?
Muru taura Bradley ariku South Africa.
Taure yenyu?
Ai nini wangu sekuona kwa kwangu taipa andiki para zvamone zvakaitika izvi zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu zvakadirirwa chachamisa vakaurina but ameno kuti varida kuti nyika yedu iitewo sei.
Mm-hmm. I want to tender thank you there. Mr. Bradley in South Africa is saying that he's not happy with what he saw happening in relation to the results. He feels that what the Triple C are saying is true. I'll come to you, Professor Mukonza, your last word before we do the rounds and close out.
Thank you very much, Mandela. I think my last word is that all political parties involved in Zimbabwean politics need to think above their partisan lines. They need to think above their sectorial and individual interests and begin to see what is it that can work for Zimbabwe as a whole, for Zimbabweans, because I think you hear the two gentlemen representing the two major political parties, you realize that, you know, the bickering continues, yet the people continue to suffer. So I think there is need for these two political parties to think a little bit above their interests as parties and make the necessary sacrifice that will take Zimbabwe forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I think my other two guests, I won't even have time to give you, unlike soccer where we have extra time, but I really thank you for having come onto this program today. We had Mr. Francis Mufambi of ZANU-PF, Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and Professor Ricky Mukonza, an independent political analyst, and of course you, our callers that managed to call in, and those that are streaming live with us, we value you, and we hope that you continue to share our content and like our page. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.